Hello.
Thank you for calling Green 8 CBD. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
30012.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear you.
30012.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Kenneth Smith.
For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
1431 Lauder Drive Northwest, Conyers, Georgia, 30012.
Yes, sir. And I see you ordered the gummies.
I ordered it one time. Now, I see that you guys are sending it a second time.
Yes, sir, because I see when it asks you, did you want to do it monthly or one-time
no.
charge, and you put monthly, you click monthly, sir.
I was supposed to be a one-time charge, and I still have 5.5 bottles because the gummies are no good.
Yes, sir, but when I'm looking, back on when you place this order, you put Green 8 gummies, 300 milligram, and you put times 5 monthly. You just
no,
ain't do
ain't
it one
no time
only.
I said one time only. Why would I do something 5 times I hadn't tried yet?
Sir, I'm saying no. When I say 5, that means you was willing to receive 5 gummies at one time.
No. And that was wrong. And I text you guys and asked somebody to call me. Nobody ever returned my call.
We don't have a number that you can text, sir.
No, it says reply. When you sent the acknowledgement, it says reply. And I replied to you guys.
Yes, sir, but we didn't receive it. It don't, like, even when it asked you to reply yes or no, sir, if you reply like no, we would get it. But any other thing that you would reply, sir, we don't receive those kind of text messages.
You know, now we can make this difficult. I wanted to return the other 5 bottles because it don't work. It don't work. And then my bank called me yesterday because you guys are going to charge me $195 again. I don't think so. And I would suggest you reverse it.
Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
Give me just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, so give me just a moment. Okay, so, sir, what I can do is refund you 20% of that back, and you can keep the product.
Okay, but not women. How about the one you just supposedly sent out today? Or yesterday.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm going to do. On that charge, I can offer you 20% of that back, and you just can keep the product, and I'll get this account canceled for you, and you will not receive any more products.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I don't even have it yet. You're going to tell me to keep, you're going to send me 20% back? 20% of $194? And keep the product. What would I keep the product for? I still got the same, the first order. And then I tell you, it don't work. What part of that don't you understand? Now, I can go down to my credit union and have them reverse it if I need to. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. So what will happen? So with you sending the product back.
Yeah, I'll send
once,
it back.
Yes, sir. Once they receive that product, then you will receive your money.
How about the first? I still got 5 bottles over here that I have not touched.
Yes, sir. Give me this.
From the first order, now you're sending me 5 more bottles or something that don't work? I don't think so, dear.
Yes, sir.
And I'm
so you
want to
send all the products back?
I want to send it all back because it don't work.
Yes, sir. Give me just a moment. Okay. Okay, sir. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and get this order canceled out for you. And I'm going to provide you with a cancellation number. I'm also going to give you a RMA number, which that means that's to make sure when I issue the RMA number, that you put this number inside of the box with the product. So once they receive it, they can see what their RMA number belongs to you. They can know your first and last name. And then once they receive that product, when you go to the post office or wherever you're going, however you're going to send the product back, you ask them for a tracking. You always keep an update on that tracking. So once they receive that product back at the warehouse, what will happen? They will refund you your money.
Okay. How about yesterday? You took $194 from
yesterday. Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. So whenever you receive that product, so you haven't received that product yet. Give me just.
No, I have not. And I want my money back.
All right, give me just a second. Give me just one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
So on the one that they tried to charge you yesterday for the $194, what I am going to do, since that one hasn't been shipped yet, I'm going to go ahead and take care of that one first, okay?
All right.
So with that $194, give me just a minute.
95 cents.
Yes, sir. Let me get that refunded. So on that part, I'm going to refund you that $194, sir.
Okay.
Is $194.95. That $194.95, it will take 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account. So today is the 27th. So I'm going to say, because you know you don't count the weekend, so I'm going to say the 28th, the 29th. 3, 4, 5. So basically, you should have that money back in your bank account probably around the 4th or the 5th of February.
Yeah.
So with the other charge of came out of your account last month, so like I said, I still can issue a RMA number. You send them, you send them products back. Like I said, the RMA number that I am going to issue, sir, make sure you write that number down inside a box.
Yep.
Write it like a nice size so they can see it, because it do, like, most customers, when you get on that number, they don't put an RMA number in there, and they always call us back.
Right.
So make sure you put that number inside the box. Once they receive that product, then you will get a refund back for that money. But I'm going to advise you to keep a tracker as well. Yes, sir. And you keep it.
From UBS.
Yes, sir. So you got something to write with?
Yes, ma'am.
So I have D as in David, the number 7.
Wait a minute. D as in David?
Yes, sir.
7.
Yes, sir. The number 8.
8?
Yes, sir. The number 8 again. Then the number 7. The number 6. The number 9. C as in Charlie. The number 6. The number 2. The number 4, the number 3.
I'm going to repeat that to you. D as in David, 7887-69, C as in Charlie, 6243.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay.
So give me just a moment. So
your mailing address?
Yes, sir, give me just a moment. I'm going to give you all that. Give me just a second. Give me just a minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just go ahead and get this account notated, sir. Give me just a moment. So once I get this account notated, it'll provide me with that cancellation. So, okay, so I got this. So let me go ahead and give you your cancellation number as well.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, please.
I'm ready.
So I have C as in Charlie, the number 3, the number 7, F as in Frank, the number 4.
Okay.
Yes. Then the number 4, the number 4 again. F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, the number 4, 04.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 37, F as in Frank. 44, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, 404.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. Now, your return address?
Yes, I'm providing you this. Give me just a moment. So, you had ordered the... So, what is this? Cream, 300 milligrams. Okay, so this is who you're going to be mailing it off to.
Mm-hmm.
Green 8 CBD. So did you get that?
You say Green 8 CBD.
Uh-huh. P.O. Box.
Mm-hmm.
228870.
Wait a minute. 228870.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Doral, D-O-R-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that?
Doral.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
After Doral, then it's comma. F-L-33.
Wait a minute. Doral.
Then you put like the little comma.
Yeah, FL, Florida.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then okay. 3-3-2-2-2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. P.O. Box 228870, Doral, Florida, 33222.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right.
So is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, you've been a blessing, and I thank you, and excuse my kind of hostility, because I thought I was, first of all, I thought I was only ordering one bottle, okay? One bottle, not six or five, but just one. Why would I order all that not knowing whether it's going to work?
Right.
See, it didn't make sense to me. So they sent me six bottles. And when I'm consuming the first, I don't finish it because, number one, it's got an aftertaste. And I wasn't sure what that aftertaste was.
Right.
Number two, at 300 milligrams, in order for someone that suffers with arthritis, back pressures, back ailments, getting ready for surgery. Yeah, when I took six of them, it still didn't work at one time.
Wow.
Normally, I mean, if you get a good gummy, it's normally 450 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw 450 on the bottle, or else I would have never ordered it in the first place.
Yes, sir. They have some that's 450, 750, 800.
Yeah, but that's more money.
if you just get, well, yeah, because I see the 800 milligram is only $69. That's only for one.
One bottle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be cool, but I don't want to order nothing else right now until I get everything.
Thanks. Yes, I understand.
Okay, once I get it all cleared up, then I'll call y'all back and try one bottle of 800 milligrams.
Yes, sir.
But I appreciate you. God bless you. Don't let nobody steal your joy.
Yes, sir, I will not.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And your name?
Kenyatta.
Kenyatta?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, sir, same to you. Take care.
Your name is Ken. My name is Kenneth.
You and my father had the same name. That's why I be asking my mom, like, Mom, where you come with that name from? Because I just know she didn't do it.
Because his name was Ken.
Right, and she said your daddy came up with that name.
I named my daughter Kim.
Wow. Yeah, I should have been named Ken, because I'm like, some people like, I like that name. It's so different. I do not like that name.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Because you're a diamond, okay? And there's only one diamond like you, and that's you, and that's Kenyatta.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
I will.
At least when you go in the store, if they holler Kenyatta, you know it's you, because ain't nobody else.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Your father wanted to name you Ken, but he couldn't do it. I wanted to name mine Ken, but I couldn't do it, so I had to find Kim.
Yeah, that's what they call me. Ken, Kim and Ken. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're going to call me by my whole name.
Well, God bless you, sister.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
Help.
You very welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, you've been a blessing.
Yes, sir. You very welcome. So, like I did say, just go and get that them gummy shipped off like right away because you know like after 60 days they won't take them back. So if you can do it today, go and put them in the mailbox today.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You very welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day.
Bye now.
Yes, sir. Bye bye.
Okay.